Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. And behold, a man from the crowd came and cried out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth and shatters him, and will hardly leave him. And I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon threw him to the ground and convulsed him. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father, and all were astonished at the majesty of God. But while they were all marveling at everything he was doing, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them so that they might not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. An argument arose among them as to which of them was the greatest. But Jesus, knowing the reasoning of their hearts, took a child and put him by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all is the one who is great." John answered, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not stop him, for the one who is not against you is for you." When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Stephen Gillette from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Wheeler, Illinois, and St. John's Lutheran Church in Dietrich, Illinois, and our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Robinson, Illinois.
Who's the greatest? Isn't that a question everybody wants to know? Some would argue Muhammad Ali was the greatest boxer. The 1985 Chicago Bears defense was the greatest ever. We would argue, what is the best player on a team, or what is the best automobile, or whatever. Now, could you imagine the disciples argue about who is the greatest? And yet they did. Just imagine one of them arguing, well, I was called first by Jesus. Another may argue, but I am more loved by Jesus. Another may argue, but I deserve this position because we may think of Peter, James, and John being with Jesus at these very important events. Does that make them better than the other disciples? Now, before we laugh at the disciples' foolishness, we must first consider ourselves. How many of us want to be known for being the greatest? How many of us would love a pat on the back? Someone the world could not live without? Certainly we do that. Do we ever get upset when we are taken to a restaurant and don't get the seat we like? What about we're always picked last for a team? Maybe we look at our greatness by how long we've been a member of a congregation, or what our last name is, or was I a charter member, or was my family a charter member of this congregation? We think if we are charter members, then that should hold more weight, should it not? But really, should any of us get all caught up about how important we are in the kingdom of God? Shouldn't we just say, isn't it great we're a member of the kingdom? Jesus answers this question by bringing a child into the midst of his disciples. A child? Who would consider a child to be great? They don't have the stamina, the strength, the intelligence. And yet a child shows to us a complete helplessness. Think about it. When was the last time a baby changed his diaper? Or she made lunch or cleaned the bottles? They are helpless. And we see that greatness has nothing to do with abilities. It has nothing to do with our last name or anything like that. What we see is that humility, being humble, is a sign of greatness. And we see what greatness truly is because the greatest man who ever walked the earth, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became the servant of all. And he gave up his life on behalf of the whole world, bleeding and dying with the sins of the world on his body and being buried in a tomb, but being resurrected gloriously on Easter morning. The greatest became the least. We learn that servanthood in the kingdom of God is a sign of greatness. It's serving your neighbor, serving your friend. We see that Jesus served us. And having been baptized into the kingdom of God through the water and the word, we learn that being a child of God is a gift beyond belief. And we serve our neighbor. We serve our Lord and Savior first. But that causes us to serve our neighbor because Christ first served us. And so we go out and serve. Being great in the kingdom of God is knowing your place, knowing that you are a sinner who is in desperate need of a Savior, and there was one provided, Jesus Christ, and you daily kneel at the foot of the cross and give thanks and praise for the forgiveness he earned. As you seek out and remember your baptism, as you walk wet in your baptismal grace, daily praying, daily coming to the Word, daily being reminded of your baptism, and as often as you can, partaking of Christ's body and blood. You desire God's gifts. You desire the things he's given you because it's all a part of being a child of God. Greatness as a child of God doesn't matter because being a servant of all is what we desire to be and to do. Christ has already served us. We get to serve our neighbor. We get to serve others. This we do purely out of love and mercy, out of thankfulness and joy for what God has already done for us. And so we serve each other. We know who is the greatest. It is Jesus Christ. And being a part of the kingdom is fantastic, knowing that one day we will breathe our last breath and we desire to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You see, greatness has nothing to do with last name or stamina, strength, political acumen, or even where you are in your life, social status. It is knowing Christ and him crucified each and every day. Amen.
We thank Pastor Stephen Gillette from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Wheeler, Illinois, and St. John's Lutheran Church in Dietrich, Illinois, and our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Robinson, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.